You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Lada Kwiderai for 3 Mob Radio. So, 21 days of lockdown is here. And this is in Zimbabwe over the COVID-19 situation. As you all know, the president the other day said, we will be chilling out for 21 days, no contact. We're essentially going to become hermits. And given that sort of scenario, I decided to ask some prominent people from Amara Brown to Fadzaya Mahere and Sikanda Raza and a couple of others, what they would be up to over the next 21 days as they try to circumvent this. So this is what they had to say.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
To me, I've broken down my lockdown plan into 3 parts. The first one centers around empathy, thinking about people who are less fortunate than me, and, you know, dropping the odd eco cash there, calling in on people, sharing care packs, that sort of thing. Because I know while this might be a period of rest for some people, and for other people, it really is tough. The second thing for me is to really catch up on Project Me. I mean, it's such an amazing time for me professionally because I don't have alarms, deadlines, court dates, scheduling constraints. So it's really time for me to work on myself, catch up on reading, rest, meditation, being more centered, taking stock of the world, and where I'm at and what my goals are. And then finally, just spirituality. Most of the time, we don't have time to be at one with nature, with our spirit man, with God, because we're so busy. But this really is a time to come back to that and to think around some of the tough questions.
Hey guys, how are you? So day one of quarantine, I guess. Guys, it's scary, but it's real. It's needed. So what I really need you guys to know is breathe, take each day as it comes. Gosh, 21 days is not going to be easy for anyone, let alone me. I know that. But I'm going to try to keep busy. I'm going to read, do some art, relax, try stay fit, work. I've recently, I'm a speech and hearing therapist, so I've recently tried to put my clinic on Skype, online sessions. So for those of you who can find a way to continue work or to keep busy, please guys do. Take this time to think about the way forward. It's not the end. Take this time to rest. I feel like as Zimbabweans, we're always on this go, 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 go. And we've sort of lost our way sometimes. So I think we all need this time, as hard as it may be, to stop, breathe, and plan our way forward. And yes, quarantine is not possible for everyone because, you know, we've got mouths to feed, we've got rent to pay, we've got bills, we've got life to happen. A lot of us survive through waking up and going to work every day. Believe you me, I'm like that. But if you have to leave your house, social distancing, masks, gloves, it's not easy, but do what you can, because coronavirus doesn't spread, we spread it. And yes, it's definitely not going to be easy, but let's try do what we can in whatever situation we are in, to make it a bit easier. Stay safe, guys. Have a lovely day. Day one.
Hi, so in the next 21 days, I am going to be exercising more. deliberately, since I'm not going to the gym. So home exercises, I'm going to be doing my planks, I'm going to be doing lunges, I'm going to be doing squats, wall sitting. And also this is going to be an opportunity and a time for my skin, especially my facial skin, to just breathe. And I'll definitely be pampering it using like homemade remedies. Of course, I do have a skincare regime, but I am going to be pampering it using homemade remedies, stuff that's already available in the house that I have, because part of my skincare regime is going to be running out, so I won't have time to replenish it. And then, of course, like watching Netflix, you know, reading. I've already started reading, so I look forward to reading some of the books that I have. And so, yeah, of course, we're going to be chatting with people, but yeah, it's a packed 21 days. Of course, prayer, reading the Bible, reading books, not just all spiritual books, but, you know, just a diversity of different books. And yeah, I think it's a good thing that we have this time, because then it gives you time to be in touch with yourself and to put your priorities right in terms of who, being honest and being real with who you are and what's important to you. So yeah, I think it's also a time for a lot of us to reset, you know, a lot of things. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. Thanks. Bye.
Hey there. So during the lockdown, the plans that I have include getting back to art, because it's been quite a while since I sketched and everything. I'm going to get back to music. I'm going to actually try and watch TV, read some books, spend time with my nieces and my nephews. Just use that time to, you know, to have quality family time. So that's what I'm going to be up to, and exercising definitely. I think I found some online class that will be offering some lockdown or shutdown workout routines. So yeah, of course, you know, I have to keep fit mentally and physically, so I'm going to also be doing that. And I just hope everyone else will be staying indoors.
Hi Larry, I know many people are complaining about the shutdown. This is Napoleon. I know people are complaining about the shutdown. I'm excited about it. I've got a lot of things planned in terms of, you know, just being around the house, being with my family, my wife and my two daughters, doing homework with them, watching cartoons, working on my garden, working on my chickens. And then the masterclass as well. Our classes are continuing online, and then I'll have a lot of assignments to mark. And then I've got events that I'm planning at the end of this year. I will not be at a loss of things to do. So to everyone who's worried about this shutdown, make the best of it. Make time to be with your family and friends. Actually, with your family, because my friends are about to get down. And yeah, let's be positive about it. We can kick COVID. COVID will not win. So let's keep a positive mindset. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Lizzie D, and for the next 21 days, I will be at home, obviously, and I will be eating a lot of fruits and vegetables just to make sure that I boost my immune system. I'll also be catching up on my family and friends just to make sure that they're okay, and if they're not, just to reassure them, comfort them the best way I can. And I'll also be doing a lot of reading. We all love to read, I think. And I'll be writing a lot of letters to my mom. May she rest in peace. I love you, Mom. God bless you. I miss you so much.
Hi, my name is Cynthia Bizire Sitole from Jam Jam. Yeah, I understand tomorrow we are starting our 21 days of lockdown. We will all be as a nation in self-isolation. I'd already started. I think today is my 8th day, or today is my 7th day, I'm forgetting. But yeah, it's going to be different. I love staying at home, but you know, it is when you're something that you're something that's just stated for you that you're not supposed to do, you know, just knowing that you're not supposed to come out of the house, it's going to be a bit hard. But I love my house. I love gardening. I love being with the kids. I love reading. I love writing also. So I guess that's all I'm just going to be doing, waiting for the 21 days of lockdown to finish. I think it's a very good thing that's been done. Thank you.
Hi guys, this is Sikana Raza from Zimbabwe Cricket. In the next 21 days, please follow the strict protocols that's been put in place for our own safety and for everybody's safety by the government. Also guys, please look after your hygiene. Please stay indoors, please stay safe. Also, please take some time out and read about this virus and also how to protect yourself and your loved ones following the guidelines that's there by WHO. And inshallah, this will be over quickly.
Hey, so for the next 21 days, the mental fit part, I have a big yard, so just walking up and down, that's about it. Read a book. My alcohol is running low, so I'm reserving that. But this is a time where you, you know, it's like a reset, you know, so think things through, man. Think about the business, your business, Kwarushanda and all that stuff, and just be mentally okay, you know, and no, read a book, that book you've been thinking about of, you know, reading, just read it. I think you'll be sorted, you know. If you've got a wife and kids, this is the time to even bond with them. Stop thinking about the majority of what's happening and just focus on your family and, you know, stay clean, stay safe, you know, don't touch your face.
For the next 21 days, well, technically, I've already been in isolation for 3 days now. I came back from Joburg and yeah, no, it's all very real. A friend was like, here, you can stay in my house because obviously, you know, I was coming from Joburg. And so it's really great. I'm all alone and I find it really peaceful. I know a lot of people are freaking out about 21 days. Oh my God, what am I going to do? No, I'm so happy right now. And my manager knows it because quite literally like 2 months ago, we had so much to do on the list. And I was just like, listen, I really want to go away and just go create an album. So I really just want to finish Flaming Lily. And 21 days is really not a lot. It's 3 weeks. So I'm really looking at it as a blessing in disguise. What I'm really genuinely going to be missing is my family. Because, you know, I was coming home and expecting to be spending time with them. So that part really sucks. But outside of that, I'm using it to meditate, pray, write, read. Oh my gosh, I got some new books. Whew, so excited. And the last few days have been great thus far because I'm just watching some really great online stats. The Loyal video came out with number 3 trending with the Loyal video. Shout out to the Emotions. You guys are the best. And Tichi Chema just hit 500,000 today, the Tichi Chema music video. So I'm really sparked about that. I really just want to use this time to create more stuff going forward and just realign with my life and everything I need to do. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be safe in my house. I'm really just upset because my 2,500 liters of water yesterday that I got literally disappeared. I think there's a leak in the borehole at this place. So I've got no water and I've got no Wi-Fi. But outside of that, I've got food, I've got shelter, I've got clothing, I've got God, I've got books, I've got music to make. My mbira is here, so I'm really happy. I'm great. Whew, yeah.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com